Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley,
for every valley.
You used to train
to me.
And me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Tender mercy, not for.
Let's open up our mouth and give God some praise this morning. Come on into our faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. According to Psalm 150, come on, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his hallelujah mighty firmament. Praise him for hallelujah for his mighty acts. Amen. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sounds of the trumpet. Praise him with the trembling dance. Praise him with hallelujah string instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise the Lord this morning. Come on, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're dealing with right now, come on, surrender all over to God. Hallelujah. Because he cares for you. Come on, come on. Give it all over to God. Cast every care, every fear, every burden down this morning and pick up the peace that God gives. Amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding. You're not by yourself. The Bible tells us that God is with us and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah this morning because you on the right side, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Open up your mouth, amen, and just shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, just thank God on today, amen, that he remembered you and those in your family that he's kept us, amen. We thank you, Father God. Let's enter in this morning and give God some praise. He's worthy of your praise. Amen. Glory and honor belongs to you, Heavenly Father. We just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come this day with all faith, believing and trusting you for a mighty move, oh God. But Lord, we come asking in Jesus Christ's mighty name, Lord, help us with our unbelief, amen, that we can receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Lord, it's you that have kept us and not ourselves, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that your head of protection is around us, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world, amen. We thank you, oh God, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, and we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we operate in it right now, amen, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary, amen, that covers us, that redeems us, that sanctifies us, that heals us, that makes all things new, amen, and we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still could thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as your desire in spirit and in truth, amen. According to John 1:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, Lord God, according to, hallelujah, your word, of God. And John 9, oh God, you seek those who worship you and do your will, amen. And out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, create in us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repentant in all its ways. Let nothing be done in strife, hallelujah, or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind. Lord, that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning. Hallelujah. But we know with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that even right now you're already working. Your word says that, yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answering prayers on today. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we don't come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Heavenly Father. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desire, say, even pass to the courts of the Lord, our God. Hallelujah, our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Let the fire burn everly increase in each of us. Amen. Uphold us with our free spirit, O Lord. Hallelujah, let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you, O God. Circumcise our hearts. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercies, and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Oh, Lord, creating us a heart of worship in us, for we rejoice only in you. And then you are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Do your Holy Spirit lead us in rivers of worship and truth. And then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord my God, hey, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this new day, that you bless us with, and making our life a living sacrifice, a sweet savor aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. Have your way right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ, and our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, touch you right now and heal the sick. Lord, touch in the mighty way that deliverance may come to our children, that deliverance may come to our mothers and fathers, that deliverance may come, oh God, to our husband and wives, that deliverance may come to our aunts and uncles and cousins, that deliverance may come to those that we love and concerned about. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, hear our prayers right now and bring those in our family out of harm's way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, like you did, oh God, in your word in Genesis, said, you remember Abraham and brought Lot out. Oh, you shop up our chat. Oh, do it right now, oh God. For you're all seeing, all knowing, all hearing everywhere, God. Oh, Lord, nothing is done that you don't know about. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, let war be no more in the land. Oh, Lord, let peace come and be still in Israel. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy to destroy your children's life, let it be cut down and pushed back right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let their works come to nothing. Let them be destroyed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. For your word said, vengeance are yours. So we stand and know that the battle is already won. Amen. Hallelujah. We receive the victory on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Devil, shut up. You are liar. Your father lies. All you do is lie. We don't receive the report of man, my Lord, my God, but we receive and believe the report of the Lord. My Ekabashat. I speak life over us. I speak the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that joy has come this morning. Though we weep last night, whatever your night was, we decree and declare on today that joy has come. That joy overtakes us like a tidal wave. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Hey, hey, hey. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. Though we may not see it right now, but because we believe, we shall see it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank him. We confess the sins of our fathers. Then grace and mercy prevail over us. Amen. We decree the prayer. We have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend in the realm of the super. Natural, and it will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven right now, and we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're seated in heavenly place with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk from this plane and realm. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the heavenly, that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every part of the sign angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and new territory. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens, though, today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, deliver us by your truth. For your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstandings, manners, carnality, or rationalizations. And give us a heart hardiness. Father, we decree and declare, amen, the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Lord, cleanse our minds by the washing of the word. With your word, oh God, created us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us right now. All that's coming on the line, oh God, touch right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord. Our strength and our redeem. Amen. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Son of watch over our mouths and of our lips. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruit of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Psalm 91 on today. Lord, hide us in your pavilion and your secret places of the Most High God. Lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We decree and declare that we have integrity and whom the Son has set free. We iterate on this morning. It's free indeed. Amen. According to Deuteronomy 32 and 13 and Job 29 and 6. Make us to ride on the high places of the earth. Oh, Lord, to eat the increase of the fields, to suck the honey out the rocks. Wash ourselves with butter and cold water to flow out the friction rocks. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that our past is past, and we press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgive us, Father God, for the carnality. Wash our minds of hidden agendas. We decree and declare that our feet have been loosed from the snare of the enemy, which causes bondages, immobility, and paralysis. Father, we decree and declare that we are free to advance, to fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, till our hearts, oh God. Oh Lord, that when the word goes forth today, that we may receive in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, I pray for open doors for your sons and daughters, that you will open up doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, open up doors of good relationships, doors that bring blessing, doors of healing, amen. Doors of good opportunities, doors that bring employment, doors that bring contracts to our businesses. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Close every door of destruction and death, sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. The doors that the enemy has been operating through, let them be sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never to be opened again in our lives. And we just want to say thank you as we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to thank you. You didn't have to do it, oh Lord, but you did, and we thank you this morning. We thank you that we can decree and declare, amen, that our sins are forgiven and we're washed and cleansed from all unrighteousness to the intrinsic and quantum level, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your finished work on Calvary, that we can decree and declare today that it is finished. We will not fear what man can do, amen, because you, Heavenly Father, are always with us, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, fill these your temples right now with as much a kind of glory as possible, that all will see and know that we belong to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have your way, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We can't thank you enough this morning, but yet still we thank you, God. If it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, where would we be on today? Amen. Will we thank you, Lord God, that you're always with us? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, help, oh God. We call upon your help on today. And we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds this morning with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for this deliverance, that we have come into the light. Amen. Your marvelous light. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we silence the mouth of the evil speaker. And we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you, devil, will not speak any evil in our lives or those in our family. We blind your eyes and we deafen your ears. Amen. You will not be able to locate us in the natural or the supernatural. You will not be able to hear our prayers or conversation unless we speak directly to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because you've given us the power that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our life. And we decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. We decree and declare victory on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are victorious. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. We're clothed with the robe of righteousness. Amen. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it. Heavenly Father, this morning we pray for the lost of the world this day. And that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. Amen. As we intercede, we use our faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. And we ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect labors across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it and that it will touch their hearts and that they will receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name, Father God. We put on us right now the full arm of God, and we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us and protects us. Amen. We decree and declare it is done, and we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to enter into our lives right now. We decree and declare that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we can't thank you enough for it all. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll be our strength, oh God. Oh Lord, he kabah shataya. Oh Lord, strengthen us right now with a supernatural strength that we can keep on keeping on, oh God, that we will not grow weary and well-doing, oh God. But we know that there's a reward waiting for us in heaven, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray for the strength, oh God, and the peace, oh God, and the help for your apostles, oh God, amen. Your prophets, your prophetess, your evangelists, your preachers and teachers, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will strengthen us to continue in the work, oh God, that you are hallelujah, that you portion for us in this life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, that we will give you all glory, honor, and praise because all belongs to you, Father God. Lord, I pray that we receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that you will increase the anointing that's on our life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh. Fill us afresh where we've been gifted. Fill us afresh. Holy Spirit, renew us. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us right now, Lord, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Restore our prayer life, our Bible study time, oh God. Restore us in the church, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, incubate us the fire of the Holy Ghost, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every anti-power bondage in our life be broken and destroyed right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whenever the devil has put limitations that we would not have the power of God on our life, I break those limitations right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, heal us in every area of our life where there has been backsliding, hurt, pain, disappointments, or limitations. Heal us completely, oh Lord. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare it is so. We decree and declare, amen, we will not be amiss by an arrow. But we shall be an arrow that goes and accomplishes mission. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you remove every spiritual cataract, spiritual blindness, spiritual deafness. Amen. Hallelujah. Every spiritual numbness, every spiritual sleep that we may have been put in, oh God, let it be removed right now. Let deliverance come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command all bad fruits causing a wrong reaction. I put a stop to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak into us in the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, empower us to stand firm against all schemes and techniques of the devil, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give us the strength to stand firm, Lord God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. We receive right now by faith power to mount up on wings like eagles, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you'll bless us and those in our family and loved ones and all that are on the line on today in the body of Christ, oh God, as I'm going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Every prayer that went forth, all that's in service on today, or every vehicle and form of transportation we may take on today, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and around about it. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, or place, everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare all is well with us. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that turnaround has come, and that you turn it all around for our good, and breakthrough has come. And we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on. You can do better than that. Come on, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got a lot to shout about this morning. We're still here. Amen. Our children are still here. Our family is still here. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When it could have been, should have been, but God. Amen. Come on, let's shout, church. Thank you, Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome this Sunday morning, November the 5th, 2023. My Lord, my God, what a beautiful day we are experiencing here in Houston, Texas. Amen. We're so happy to be back in position this Sunday morning. Amen. We have been traveling. Pastor Manning is always traveling. Amen. God bless him and keep him. He's here with us this Sunday as he celebrates his pastor's anniversary about 2 weeks ago. We just love our pastor, and we thank God for him, and just praying that God will continue to strengthen him and use him mighty. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
We welcome you this morning. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas,
yes,
where our senior pastor is Pastor.
Yes, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And Apostle Tawanika Manning, our minister on the roster's minister, Learn Green. We welcome you this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be so glad in it, because our God, he is so good, and he's so worthy to be praised. We woke up in the land of the living, brand new mercies and brand new grace. Amen. And that is something to give thanks for. Amen. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters here in service with us. And we are so grateful, Apostle Tawanika and I, and Mr. Langer. We are so grateful that you are here. You could have been anywhere. So we just want to welcome y'all this morning,
yes,
wherever you are, whether you be here in Texas with us, whether you be in New York City, welcome, 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 every single one of our brothers and sisters there. Whether you be in Chicago, Illinois, we just want to welcome y'all. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like you to press 1. Press 1, let us know who you are, where you're from. Amen. And this is the time to come to the altar for prayer. You know, we are extended an opportunity for you to come to the altar for prayer. Whatever it is that you want to pray about, or something, you know, that you want to touch and agree about, you know, bring it, you know, before the Lord. This is that time, you know, that we have set aside. Everybody has something that they need prayer about. Amen. If you are online, amen, we would like for you to call in. The number 845-277-9213.
Mm-hmm.
Then press 1. We'd like to welcome you as well. You know, let us know who you are and where you're from. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you all know, we are on Sunday mornings, we always have communion. So we want you to be able to partake in communion with us this morning. You can grab the elements, all that you need to partake in communion, your cracker, your wine, your juice, your water, we will be partaking in communion this morning. Amen. We're going to have a song selection from our brother Joe Washington. We're so happy to have him back here in Sunday service. Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning, Brother Joe Washington.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all today. I tell you, God is so good. God brought me through a lot, and he's still bringing me through. And I just want to thank everybody for the prayer. I guarantee you God answers all the prayers because I am doing well. I'm doing well. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen.
I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee, Lord have mercy, every hour, I need thee. Lord, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Shine on me, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Oh, shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, oh, I feel better. So much better since I lay my burden down. Oh, I feel better. So much better since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Uncle Joe, for blessing us. This beautiful song that you have sung. And we also want to thank you so very much for giving us your praise report. You know, somebody, you know, is in need, you know, of some help right now. And I like to hear it, you know, when a brother or sister in Christ, you know, when they come and give a testimony and they tell them how God have turned that thing around in their life. You know how much encouragement that is, you know, for us to know that God is on our side. Amen. Yeah. God bless you and may God keep you in every single area of your life. May every single step that you take, you know, may it be ordered, you know, in the Lord. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to partake in our communion. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. You know, if there's something that you're in need of right now, you know, this is what the Bible says to remember to take communion as often. So if there's something, you know, that you're dealing with right now, you know, let's take communion over it right now. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now, my Lord. My Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins with you. You took all of our transgressions with you. All of our iniquities and trespasses. We thank you that you took these to the cross with you. Thank you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of what you have already done, your finished work. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins, transgressions, and iniquities and trespass. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us, for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. We love you, Father, because you have first loved us. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mad and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. We remember how your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. Hallelujah. And we thank you for a healed body. We thank you, Lord, that by your stripes and by your stripes alone, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. So we can now take this piece of bread, hallelujah, which represents your broken mind. Hallelujah. You may take church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament that is shed for you. Oh, how we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your shed blood, this is our atonement. Hallelujah. See, this is how we know that we are justified in the mighty name of Jesus. We are sanctified by your blood. Hallelujah. We are washed. We are cleansed of all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. See, your blood heals us in your holy name, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we can now take this cup in remembrance of what you have already done, what you have accomplished. You may drink, church.
My Lord, it's in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray with so much honor and so much love that's in our heart. It is in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray, hallelujah. And let the whole church do say amen and amen again. We're all right, church. We are all right because Jesus Christ has already won that thing for us. He has already won that thing for you. Every single thing is all right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Remember that, church. Decree that over your life every single day. Every single time that you face something in life, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual. Hallelujah. Decree and declare that all is well because God is well. Jesus Christ lives in me. Hallelujah. So therefore, I am all right. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to prepare to receive the preached word here. We'll have two songs to listen, and we'll be right back here. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. The preached word is going to be coming forth next.
Thanks.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Into this building, you brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and all your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
man. He can mend your broken head.
He has
a miracle to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About your situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you.
God can heal.
Yes, he can.
Oh,
can live long. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah. Mended my
down. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation. How long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately, the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this opportunity right here.
Yes, Lord.
We have made it here to the message part of Sunday service this morning. We are so excited. We're so excited to be right here in this place to hear the word of God. The word of God is going forth today. We invite the Holy Ghost in, you know, to preach this word. We come together right now. I want everybody to help me to welcome this beautiful spirit of God, this beautiful anointed pastor, this anointed apostle that God have called and equipped for this very time. Our sister in Christ, you know, our mothers, you know, our friend, you know, devoted to her church. Most of all, devoted to the Lord, but devoted to her family. She's just so walking in this calling that God has on her life, my beautiful wife, hallelujah, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit every single chance that she gets, hallelujah, even more than you even ever know. I live with her, even more than you even know. But I thank you, Lord, you know, for her, and we thank you for her. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise. Just thank God for being here once again. Amen. Yeah. In the presence of the Lord, we just thank God on today, trusting God for a mighty move in our lives. Amen. No matter where you are right now, God is able to do it. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of the storm, God is still able. So we just give God praise this morning. First of all, give honor to our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit that worketh in us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Minister Lauren Green is on the roster. We bless the name of the Lord this morning. Let us pray that we may receive the word of God. Amen. That change may come. Amen. That our faith may increase in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, here we are once again assembled in your house and in your name. Oh, God, we come this morning to tell you thank you because we realize this morning that there is no way we would have made it without you. Amen. And in this time, oh, God, for your word to go forth, and I pray that you will till the ground of our hearts right now, that the word will be deeply planted and take root in us all, that our faith may grow depending on you full, hallelujah, all things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. And I come standing as your instrument, oh God. Oh Lord, use me mighty, oh God, for your glory, oh God. Let me be that vessel that you flow through unhindered. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I just want to say thank you. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Wow. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. Yep. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, spirit of confusion, spirit of doubt, disbelief, and we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare we have a free passage to receive on today. In the church, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the word on today. Amen. The word on today is the Lord has use for you.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
not later when you turn 30, when you turn 40, when you turn 70, when you turn 80, when you get to, no, until you get all that you need to know. God has use for you right now.
Amen.
How many believe that?
I believe that.
That God has use for you right now. You
yeah.
Saying me?
Right.
But I don't know. I'm just a child. I'm still young. I don't know. I'm a drunkard. I like
yeah.
to smoke. I like to go to the club. I like to be. I like to hang out. What you mean? God has use for me right now?
Yeah.
I'm not ready. I'm not cleaned up. I'm still cussing. I'm still fornicating. I'm still doing the things that are not of God. But you mean to tell me that the Lord has use for me right now?
Amen. Right now.
Yes.
Amen.
The Lord has use of you right now.
Yeah.
You lying, cheating, cussing, drinking,
right.
smoking. You.
You the one. That's right.
You the one right there. Uneducated.
That's right.
Can't be trusted by nobody.
Yeah.
In prison right now. God has use for you right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's somebody that's waiting on you.
Uh-huh.
See, we're so concerned about getting cleaned up.
Yeah.
See, God want to clean you up himself because
yeah.
it got to look like God did it.
Yeah.
It got to look like God, so when they see it, say, nothing but God.
Yeah.
Do you know he used to be a cussing, drinking, fighting,
uh-huh.
but you couldn't tell him nothing.
Oh,
hallelujah, my Lord. See, God said, I have use for you and all that I need
yeah.
to be done in you. I will equip you for the call.
Yeah. That's good. Amen.
I just need you to go.
Yeah, that's right.
And believe.
That's right.
God has use for you right now.
Uh-huh.
Throughout the scripture, we see God using imperfect people.
That's right.
For the sake of his mission.
That's right.
I want to say this again, church, for the sake of his mission.
Uh-huh, that's right.
See, you're looking at yourself and you put self in it, but God has a plan for you for his mission.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He didn't call the popular.
Right.
He didn't call the rich or the successful to further his ministry, but rather the poor, broken, and faithful.
Yeah.
Because you got people in the midst
right.
of their sin, they say, but I still believe. They say, but you're a drunk, but I still believe.
Yeah.
But you're a fornicator, but I still believe. But you're a liar, but I still believe.
Yeah.
They still have faith that God can do it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, from the outside perspective, we can see that it didn't matter where people were from or what they had done or who they used to be or what they didn't have. Jesus used all people for the good of his will.
Yeah.
Church, I said again this morning, God
yeah.
has use for you
yeah.
right now.
Amen.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to start off in the book of Exodus chapter 3,
okay.
verse 1 through 12.
Okay. All right.
That's Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 through 12.
All right.
And I'm coming from the New King James Version.
Amen.
Again, that's Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 through 12.
Amen. Praise God.
The Bible says, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law,
yes.
the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb,
yes.
the mountain of God, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush.
Uh-huh.
So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed.
Yes.
Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see things great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses.
Yes.
And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground.
Uh-huh.
Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And Moses hid his face. for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow, so I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Amen. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
Right. Hallelujah.
God has use for you right now.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says that Moses was tending the flock.
Uh-huh.
he's working, and he wasn't in theology school. He wasn't at the temple. He wasn't, hallelujah, he wasn't at church worshiping. He was tending the flock. He was working. And you remember Moses had killed an Egyptian, and God said, I got a use for you right now.
Right.
I'm going to use you. But then Moses says, who am I to go to Pharaoh?
Uh-huh.
And then the Bible says, amen, hallelujah.
Yeah.
In verse 12, the Bible says, so he said, I will certainly be with you.
Uh-huh.
And this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you when you have brought the people of out of Egypt. Hallelujah. You shall serve God on this mountain.
Glory, glory, glory.
See, church, I want you to understand, hallelujah, it ain't about you, but it's what God is about to do in you, amen? He told Moses, I'm going to be with you. He said, I'm going to send you. I'm not going to send you by yourself. I'm going to be with you. Not only that, I'm going to instruct you on what to do. And I'm telling you, I understand maybe they will come out. I'm telling you that you're going to bring them out.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, church, don't look back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The Lord has use for you
right now.
Yes, I can close out the sermon. Hallelujah. When we just understand, amen, that God will equip the call, because if he called you, he will equip you for the work.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now. Uh-huh.
Right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I just want to say, church, I don't care who you are.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't care who you are, where you are.
Uh-huh.
When God said, I got use for you right now at your job, he said, come out. I got something I need for you to do. When you have the faith enough to say, Lord, use me. My Lord, my God, because God has use for you right now. Amen. You ain't got to worry about knocking anything. You ain't got to worry about what's going to happen, because if God be with you, who can be against
you? That's right. Hallelujah.
Hi, come on now. The Bible says in the book of Amos, chapter 7, verse 14 through 15, it says, then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was not a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and a tender of the sycamore fruit. And then verse 15 said, then the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel.
Uh-huh.
He said, come on, he said, I wasn't a son of a prophet.
Yeah.
He wasn't a prince. He was tending and following the flock.
Yeah.
And God said, come and go. Because I got use of you right now.
Hallelujah.
He said, I was not a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and the tender of the sycamore fruit.
Yeah.
And he said that the Lord took me as I followed the flock.
My Lord.
I told him, go prophesy.
My Lord.
The Lord has use of you, church.
My Lord.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Now, when you finish a ministry training class and you went to all these conferences, amen, and you got cleaned up now, you're not smoking no more, you're not cursing all. He said, No, right there in the midst of all your filthiness, midst of all your trouble. I got used to you right now. Lord, I'm broken. I'm hurt. I can barely praise myself. He said, I got used to you right now.
Yeah.
I will be your strength. He said, in your weakness, hallelujah. This is when he works the best right there. In your weakness, hallelujah, you are strong because God is your strength. My Lord, my God, God has used to you right now.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Time work,
right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're afraid to speak. Even on our job, when God said, I got a word for you to give to this man. I got a word for you to give to this woman. See, they're waiting on you, and they need that word. But some of them said, I can't. I mean, who am I to give somebody a word? Lord, not me. Let somebody else do it. He said, no, I got something for you to do right now. I got use of you right now.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. The Bible says we go to Jeremiah chapter 1. Hallelujah. And I won't be before us too much longer so that the system don't hang us up. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Lord has use of you right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Amen. Somebody need to hear your testimony right now.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
So they can keep on believing. So they can keep on keeping on. Amen. Steadfast in their faith. Amen. My Lord.
That's right.
My God, right now.
Yeah.
Again, that's Jeremiah, church. That's going to be Jeremiah chapter 1. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 1. I'll give us a little time to get there. For some of us who have older Bibles or even new Bibles, where the pages stick together, and that's going to be Jeremiah chapter 1.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 4.
Okay.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Lord. The Bible says that then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Yeah.
Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
Yeah.
Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am, and then he said, then I said, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth.
Yeah.
But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am, hallelujah, I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Church,
good.
The Lord has use for you right now.
That's good.
Right there, church. See, often we as people, we struggle with new challenges because, you know, we lack self-confidence and feeling that we're inadequate ability or training or experience. But Jeremiah thought he was too young and inexperienced to be God's spokesman to the world. But God promised to be with him. Amen. And God, hallelujah. My Lord, my God.
Amen.
And God keeps his promises. Amen.
Amen.
God keeps his promises. Amen. His promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Church, I want you to understand that the Lord has use for you right now.
Oh, my.
We should not allow feelings of inadequacy to keep us from obeying God's call.
Amen.
He will always be with us. Amen. When you find yourself avoiding something you know you should do, be careful not to use a lack of self-confidence and excuses. If God gives us a job to do, he will provide everything that we need to do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Agreed. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at verse 8 again, it says, do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord.
Uh-huh.
See, God promised to be with Jeremiah, to take care of him, but not to keep trouble from him.
Yeah.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
He said, don't be afraid, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of their faces.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're going to face, there's going to be some obstacles. There's going to be some trials, some tribulation, but I'm with you. I'm with you to bring you out.
Yeah.
Confidence to know that even though I'm going through the fire, I won't be burned.
Uh-huh.
He ain't say I'm not going to let you go through the fire, but I promise you, in the fire, you won't get burned. Come on.
Uh-huh.
God has use for you right now, church.
Yeah.
Right now. And I'm going to close out here for the sake of time. I just pray you are able to receive the word on today. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 18, if you want to go with me as well, as we get ready to close, I don't want us to read this chapter here together. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 4,
yes.
Verse 18
amen.
Through 22. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Again, that's Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 22.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers,
yes.
Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea,
yes.
For they were fishermen.
Yes.
Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
Amen.
They immediately left their nets and followed him.
Amen.
Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
Amen.
The Lord has use for you right now.
Yeah.
There were many days and times that they spent with Jesus, amen, in his ministry as he was equipping them for the call.
Amen.
He didn't say you need to have a degree already.
Uh-huh.
Since many of these jobs, you can't do the work unless you have a degree. There has to be an interview that takes place, and there are some requirements that you have to meet and qualifications and experience and certifications before you can do the work. Amen.
Uh-huh.
My Lord, my God, but the Lord that we serve, amen, will equip you for the call.
Yeah.
Amen. Like when you just, when they call you, will you come? Will you drop all that you have in your hand and just leave it and go in the name of Jesus, because the Lord has use for you right now.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Mark 2 and 19, as he passed by, he saw the Levite son of Alphaeus and sitting at the tax office and said to him, follow me.
Yeah.
So he rose and he followed him.
Yeah.
Do you know how hated the tax collector was?
Yeah.
He stopped all that he was doing because the Lord had use for him right there,
yeah.
Right now. Hallelujah. I pray on today, church,
yeah.
That you're able to receive in the name of Jesus,
yeah.
An understanding that the Lord has use for you right now.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
As I close out with this scripture on today, and I thank God for the sake of time and right on time, the Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 1 through 4, and we're right, if you're still in Matthew, you can go right over to 21 as we close out here in scripture. Matthew 21, verse 1 through 4.
Yeah. Amen.
The Bible says, and now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. What am I saying, church? The Lord has use for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
So, Father God, we know that you will equip the call.
You.
If you have called us, we decree and declare, amen, we are equipped for the call because you do all the equipping. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. I pray that you increase our faith to move when you call us, oh God. Trust in you in every step that we take, every move that we make, oh God. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we receive, we believe. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God. The doors of the church are open right now.
Amen.
Will there be one on today? Amen. Will there be one on today? Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, what a mighty word that went forth today. God has use for you right now. Amen. Amen. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed right now. I'm so blessed right now to hear that word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Apostle, may every virtue that left your body right now, may you be filled, you know, more and more and more, ever more increasing in knowledge, increasing in faith, increasing in God's word, increasing in all of the provisions that he has provided for you right now. And more to come, more to come, more to come. Stay open, stay in that place of receiving word like this to give it to us so we can be encouraged in the name of Jesus. The doors of the church are open. How many heard that word today? Now, I'm not talking about, you know, how many was in the presence, you know, right now, and you heard the word and nothing happened, but how many heard this word today and you realize how the Holy Spirit was just ministering to you, how the Holy Spirit was ministering to you. If you have not been born again, if you are not born again, you heard this word today and you realize that God has use for you right now. Right there where you are, in the middle of all your ugly, hallelujah, and you heard this word today and you realize that, wait a minute, something changed in my atmosphere, something changed in my world right now. I just heard, you know, a word that came from the Lord that is moving me. See, God's calling you. You believe that God is calling you right now, and it is your desire to accept this gift. Will you press one right now? While you still have time, everybody's going through something. Everybody has been through something. You see, when God bring you out, hallelujah, you didn't deserve it, but he did it anyhow. He brung you out. See, God has use for you right now. Somebody need to hear your story. Hallelujah. If you have never been born again, you would like to be born again, press 1. If you're online and you would like to be born again, you heard this message, we'd like for you to call in 845-277-9213. Then press 1. And press 1. 845-277-9213. And then press 1. Say, Pastor, today, I would like to give my life over to Christ. Hallelujah. We invite you right now. This is the most important decision that you can make in your living life. We realize that times are not how they used to be. This has been prophesied, you know, in the Word thousands of years ago. And we are seeing the very prophecy take place right in front of us right now. Nobody knows the time, nor the hour, nor the day that the coming of the Lord is going to come. But we know that the time is near because we see all of the things that have been prophesied, how things are changing, and they will not go back to where they used to be. So get out of that mindset. They will not go back to where they used to be. So while we have time right now, some people say, well, oh, I've got too old. I'm 80-some years old, and I done lived all the life that I'm going to live. And, you know, if I ain't did it now, I've been all right now. I'm just okay where I'm at. Some may even say, well, I'm only 15, 16, 17, 18. I got all the time in the world. I can do it later on when I go through some more things in life. You know, it's all right. See, I'm too young to be born again right now. Not right now. I got stuff that I'm trying to accomplish, trying to do. See, nobody knows the time or the day nor the hour. See, if God is calling you right now, then accept the calling right now, right now. This is the most important thing that you can do in your living life as being born again, accepting Jesus Christ into your life. Aha, I'm here to be a witness. This is probably the greatest decision that you can make as a human being. Hallelujah. If you're in need of prayer of anything, we're extending the opportunity to come to the throne of grace again. You know, while there is an opportunity, you know, to come and pray about these things while we're here together. Believers all over the world are right here together, online, those in our state, your state. Believers are coming together, and we're believing in a report of the Lord. Hallelujah. Will you press one? If there's something that you would like to bring to the altar. Hallelujah. If you are looking for a church home and you believe that the gospel public ministry, this is the ministry for you. Well, I can tell you this. Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Lauren Green, we want to be your pastor. We want to pastor you. We want to love you. We invite you in right now. Right now. See, this is not our house. This is God's house. And some may say, oh, but this is only over the airwaves. Well, hey, there's no time and no distance in spirit. If you can hear the sound of my voice and I can hear the sound of your voice, then why not let's come together and let's hear the sound of God's voice together. Amen. Amen. Will you press one? We're only going to love you through the eyes of the Holy Ghost. Not to be all spooky and to try to condemn you or to scare you or to shame you in this place. See, this is not the ministry. See, we are the gospel public ministry where we go from house to house and church to church and places, and we are looking for people. We're not looking for the building. We're not looking for the land. See, God has equipped us for the calling to be able to reach people, to bring in, you know, so, and that's something that you have for us. Hallelujah. That was minister today. Will you press one? What a mighty God we serve. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you for showing up. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you for ministering to every single anointed ear and every anointed heart that had a heart to receive right now. Thank you, Father God, for setting our desires and setting our hearts on the right path. Thank you, Father God, that when you showed up and ministered to here between you and your apostle, that you were able to reach us. Father God, we did hear her voice, but we heard your voice ever so more and more and more, and we thank you. We just pray, Father God, right now that you would intervene in every single affair that's going on in our life, every single situation that we have going on, whether it be big or whether it may be small. We thank you, Father God, that there is no concern that you're not concerned about when it comes down to us. We thank you, Father God, that you care for us. That's what your word says, you care for us. And we thank you, Father God, that you care about every single one of our needs. Hallelujah. And we say, Father God, we need you. Hallelujah. We need you right now. We need you right now. See, mama may not answer. Brother may not answer. Daddy may not answer. Co-workers, they may not answer. But we thank you, Father God, that when we call upon you, you answer. Hallelujah. And you tell us that you are with us. And you will never leave us nor forsake us no matter what. Turn it all over to Jesus. Take rest and watch you be God in our life. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us. We plead your blood over all that is concerned about us. And we say all is well with us. All is well with us and our home. Hallelujah. It is in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And let the whole church do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah. God have you with you right now.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Thank God for the word that went forth. Thank God for, oh Lord, for change. Thank you for deliverance. Amen. Thank you for the truth.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you're prepared to send those over, and if you've already sent it, we've prayed over it, and we just thank God for you. So the word of God tells you to give seed to the source. We thank you, Lord God, that you've blessed us and we're able to give and to be a blessing. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kissed generous heart that we give, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for blessing us. Thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that every need is met. We decree and declare no lack, no setbacks, no missed opportunities. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Our announcements for today, which is November 5th, 2023, we here at the Gospel Public Ministries, where senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tyler Manning, our minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green.
Yes.
Our announcements are as follows. On Monday at 7 p.m. Central Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Amen. Come on out. You know, I mean, dial in. I should say not come on out, but dial in and tell some others about it. There are many out there that are needing prayer, and there's power in agreement when we come together and touch and agree. And while we have time and we have the opportunity to do so, let us do so. Amen. In the name of Jesus, make it your priority to get on Monday nights. Again, if there's a problem and you get on and you see that you can't get on, give us a call. Amen. We're open to pray with you at any time. Amen. Yes. Just give us a call. Amen. Glory to God. Next Monday's at 7 p.m. Wednesday at 7 p.m. It's our Bible study. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. Amen.
Yes.
And we have coming up here in November 18th, we have a new play, a new drama comedy, as we'll be closing out 2023 with an awesome show where I'll be opening up and stand up. And so we're just looking forward to it. It's called It's Still Good. On Saturday, November 18th, showtime, I believe, is 7:45 at the Midtown Arts Center. All pre-sale tickets are $23 for the year of 23, and it does come with complimentary concessions, you all. So come out, have a good time. We're celebrating what God has brought us to, amen, and where God has taken us to. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. Let us pray as we release the pastor's blessing. Birthdays. I'm sorry, my husband said birthdays and anniversaries. Happy birthday. I'm just going to go right on to it. Those who are celebrating the birthday this month of November.
Kenesha Coleman.
Happy birthday. Just had a birthday a couple days ago. Who else is in November? Terry Manning. Happy birthday. Who else? I don't know about a November birthdays. If it's you and you're on the line and your birthday is this month in November, press one. We want to pray for you and pray with you here and celebrate you. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else in November? I don't know anybody else. All right, well, happy birthday. We pray that God will continue to bless you all with long life, good health, and strength. May the joy and the peace of God be your portion always and God's hedge of protection around you. May you experience the joy of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. May you be a blessing to others. Amen. Well, may you speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost and know that God has use for you right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Amen. And those who are celebrating a wedding anniversary in the month of November, happy anniversary. Hallelujah. Anybody celebrating that's on the line, an anniversary this month of November? Hallelujah. I had a word that came forth. I'm glad you reminded me when you said anniversaries and birthdays, because the word that came to me was that those of us that are in a marriage, remember to date your husband and your wife. Remember to take that time out with one another. Amen. You know, don't take each other for granted.
That's right.
You know, and just love on one another.
Yeah.
Remember when you first met that person, your wife or your husband, how you felt.
Yeah.
Amen. You was excited about seeing them. You was excited about everything about them. You just couldn't, you felt you couldn't live without them, and that's why you married and you became one. Remember, you are one. You're no longer two. You are one. So if you wouldn't hurt you, don't hurt one another. Right. Amen. So take that time out. Set that time aside. Me and my husband, we're doing that. We're setting that time aside that we can have for one another, and it makes a difference in your marriage. I'm talking without all the distractions, because we can get distracted with our phones. I got in trouble today because he was talking and I was on the phone, so let's not be distracted with our phones, but giving each other that undivided attention and taking that time aside. It goes a long way.
Yes.
Amen. So we bless your marriages. Everyone is celebrating their wedding anniversary this month of November, and those of us are in the union that God has called us to be in holy matrimony together. I pray that God will continue to bless each marriage that God has ordained, that we live a long life together, amen, and that our marriage continue to be blessed and favored, amen. We have the favor of God upon our marriages, and just pray that God keep us, may peace be our portion, may the joy of the Lord continue to be our strength, amen, and we just continue to love on one another. May we be increased in love and operate with the fruit of the Spirit, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name I pray, and I bless us. I bless our union. To God be the glory, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That does conclude our announcements for the month of, I mean, not the month of November, but for today. For today. Hallelujah. Don't forget to get your tickets. Go to thegoodcomedy.com, or you can give us a call at 832-989-3649. Also, the senior tithes over Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or you can mail at 832-989-3649. I have forgot that. Amen. All right, so we're going to go ahead and release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. What a good word on today.
Amen.
And I'm so full and so grateful, knowing that God has use for me right now. No matter where I'm at, you know, whether I'm online on Sundays or whether I'm in the store or whether I'm at work or, you know, or speaking to someone out and about, that knowing that God has use for me right now.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. We here at the Gospel Covenant Ministries, and me and a Pastor Dorsey, man and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. Amen. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. How many of us got something out of that? Amen. I pray that your hearts, you know, have been filled, and I pray that burdens have been lifted and yokes have been destroyed. Amen. God has use for you right now. It don't necessarily mean that, you know, he's ready for you to get in the pulpit, you know. God have use for you right there, you know, in your marriage, you know, between you and your wife or you and your husband or you as a son or a daughter. God has use for you right now. He want to be able to use you right now, right there where you at, right now. There's ministry that's giving birth in you right now. How many know that? I know it. Hallelujah. Well, I pray that every single body have all that they need for today. If you didn't get all you need, then talk to the Holy Ghost. He'll take you far as you want to go. Amen. Let us lift our hands up right now. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, may it make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, and may God keep you.
Yes,
Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you so much.
Yes,
so much. We love you, and we thank God for you each and every day. We can never love you more than God loves you, no matter how hard we try. Remember that. God loves you. God loves you. Amen. More than you ever can imagine. Remember, Satan is a defeated foe. He's already been defeated because Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy your Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray just for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Get that.